Any Other Business by Lucy Flannery.
What the hell is all this about?
Or what about?
This stuff in the paper about the football team.
Football team? Is that what they call themselves? Soft Southern bastards, more like.
I can't make head nor tail of this report. If the council cared anything about Chesbury FC, they could help us out of this predicament, says Chickens manager Frank Spanner.
Manager? Couldn't manage a paper bag, he couldn't.
Arthur, will you please stop pouring out scorn and derision and explain to me what this is all about?
How the hell should I know? Or care? Bloody useless third division washouts. I wouldn't pay good money to see him.
Come in.
Leader, a word in your ear.
Oh, Jeremy, thank God, the very person I need to see.
Ah, I see you've seen the newspaper article, Don't Count Your Chickens. I have the late edition here with a follow-up report.
Manager threatens to quit chickens. It'll be a wrench, says Spanner. What on earth?
There seems to be some controversy surrounding our local football club, Chesbury FC, also affectionately known as the Chickens.
Yes.
They are, not for the first time, in dire financial straits. Languishing as they do in the middle of the third division, gate money is not huge and the stadium is falling down around their ears. Their current sponsors, Spud you like, are not renewing their contract beyond the end of the season, and a cash injection is seriously needed if they are to remain viable as a club.
But what's all this got to do with us?
Absolutely nothing. I think this is just a shrewd bit of publicity by the manager, Frank Spanner. He's shown himself in the past to be a very able and astute PR man. In fact, he has to be, with a chairman more or less permanently resident in Spain these days. Principally, one understands, to avoid investigations of a fiscal nature.
Well, I think he's a cheeky so-and-so, dragging us into his problems, as if we haven't enough of our own.
I think we're about to be dragged in a more official capacity. This is not yet general knowledge, but I've heard on the grapevine that Gordon Speed has expressed an interest in buying the club.
Gordon Speed?
I'm afraid so.
Who's Gordon Speed?
He's not a who, he's a what. And what he is a reptile.
He's an entrepreneur.
He's a crook.
The charges were dropped, Councillor.
Only because he nobbled the witnesses.
But it must take millions to buy a club, surely, even a rubbish one. Has he got that kind of money?
Oh, aye. He's a millionaire. 10 times over. Some say a billionaire, even.
He was fortunate enough to get an early toehold in the leisure industry. Spotted the health and fitness craze of the 80s before anyone else did, and made a fortune out of Lycra. He currently holds the Municipal Leisure Centre franchise through one of his companies, Speed Leisure International.
He won a tender from the council?
Yes. Of course, at the time, he was rather close to the then chairman of the Leisure Committee.
He was his brother-in-law, in fact.
Oh, well, fascinating as all this is, I still don't see that it's any concern of ours. I mean, they want someone with a bit of cash, don't they? I mean, he sounds ideal.
I'm afraid it's a bit more tricky than that. The Chicken Lane Stadium is in a deplorable condition. It would cost millions just to reach Football League standards for stadia. The club has long looked into the possibility of relocating, but no suitable alternative site has ever been identified. Until now.
Go on.
Gordon Speed has found what he considers to be the ideal spot. St Vincent Playing Fields.
What?
But what are we worried about? He'd have to apply for planning permission and we'd turn it down. Wouldn't we?
I imagine so, Leader. But he would have the right of appeal to the Secretary of State for the Environment, who may overturn the decision.
But you can't just build on recreational land. Who owns it in the first place?
We do. But it's a bit more tricky than that, I'm afraid.
Go on.
It was covenanted to the town in the mid-19th century to be used for the good of the general public, and specifically devoted to healthful pursuits. You can see the difficulty. Who is to say a football stadium wouldn't be more publicly beneficial than playing fields where more people walk their dogs and actually engage in competitive sports? The courts would have a field day if Gordon Speed decided to put it to the test.
Have you asked the council's legal officer to give us his opinion?
I have, yes.
And?
I'm afraid he's gone off sick, Leader.
Whose ward is St Vincent in?
It's in Hawthorne Ward.
Florence Ballard!
I'm afraid so.
Well, that does it. We've got to seize the initiative. We ought to see someone from the club. Well, this Spanner chap looks to be the man. We'd better get him in for a meeting. But in the meantime, we must issue a press release immediately. Will you draft something up, Jeremy? You know the sort of thing, strident but vague.
I'll get right on to it.
For God's sake, don't commit us to anything. But make sure we don't lose public sympathy. Say something like, the hens are safe with us.
Chickens, Leader.
Oh, yeah, I meant chickens. Why are they called that, Jeremy?
There are various theories, Leader. The most obvious is that their ground is in Chicken Lane. Some people say that it's because their strip is yellow and white, but the overwhelming consensus is that they play like chickens, headless ones at that.
Aye.
And the bicycle loan scheme is going so well, Ernest Fairclough is threatening to resign again unless they take on additional staff to help him cope with the backload.
Brilliant. Talking of Ernest Fairclough, how much longer are you going to do his job, Camilla? I thought the plan was to jack it in after a week or so.
That was Erica's plan. I've got ideas of my own.
You mean you're going to carry on?
For a while, anyway.
Yeah, quite right, too. It'd be a lot harder for us to have our debriefing sessions if she's not my driver anymore.
That's what they call it.
Oh, grow up.
By the way, what do either of you know about St. Vincent Plainfields?
Nothing. Why?
I don't even know where they are.
I get the impression that they're under threat somehow. Keep your ear to the ground. If they're planning to build on green space, we'll need to mobilise.
What have you heard?
Nothing specific. I was earwigging when Erica was on the phone the other day, and I couldn't make much sense out of it, but I got the impression the football team was involved somehow.
Football team? Oh, you mean the chickens?
Yeah, it must be. Because I heard her mention something about a meeting with Frank Spanner.
The great Frank Spanner? Oh, I'd give anything to meet him.
I never heard of him till the other day.
Never heard of Frank Spanner? Never heard of the Manager of the Month, February 1978?
You're a football fan, Graham. I'd never have guessed.
He's at Chicken Lane every home match down the shed end.
It started off as research into crowd dynamics for a sociology project, but they were so incredibly bad I just had to love them.
Now he's their number one fan and he's learned all these boring facts and figures, and if he gets drunk you can't shut him up.
I've actually got Terry Mad Dog Milligan's autograph.
Ah, now, I have heard of him. He's a bit bonkers, isn't he?
Man's a legend in his own time. I was there the day he incited the crowd to riot in the first round of the Autoglass Trophy. Torquay fans outnumbered us 3-1, but after 10 minutes they were pleading with the ref to let the goal stand.
I can't imagine what all this has to do with St. Vincent's playing fields.
Nor me. But if I hear anything, I'll let you know.
He's here.
Oh, good. Bring him straight in, will you, Jeremy? And where's Reg got to?
Still trying to sort the coffee out, I think.
Well, tell him to leave that and come in.
Yes, leader.
Now then, don't forget, Arthur, we're not going to agree to anything and we're not going to offer anything. We'll just hear what he's got to say and tell him we'll be in touch. Agreed?
Agreed.
Sorry, leader. I told them coffee for 5 in room 2, but as I came past room 5, I noticed 2 cups of tea going cold on the table. I think I've sorted it out now.
Leader, this is Mr. Frank Spanner, manager of Chesbury FC.
It's a great honour to meet you, ma'am.
Mr. Spanner, how do you do?
I'm a great fan of your bicycle loan scheme. In fact, I'm trying to get the lazy so-and-sos on my team to apply it. It'd save a lot of training time.
Well, I'm delighted to hear it, but I really can't claim any credit for the scheme. It was thought up by our young mayor.
But it took a woman of your vision to implement it, Mrs. Clark.
Have you met Councillor Wilmot? And this is Reg Tomlinson, Chief Executive of Chesbury Borough Council, and his assistant, Jeremy Hartington.
Delighted.
Thanks for sparing us the time to come in and see us.
It is I who am grateful, both for your pledge to save the team in the local press and for this opportunity to meet with you face to face and hear your plans for the club.
Well, first of all, I think we ought to hear from you exactly what is going on.
Of course, I'd be more than happy. But first, tell me, any chance of a cup of coffee?
Reg?
It's on its way.
Oh, great. The situation, lady and gentlemen, is this. The club is in deep trouble. Mm. The stadium is on its last legs. The fan base is unhappy. There's no sponsor lined up for next season. Strictly speaking, none of this is the province of a manager, but... Well, with a chairman living in Marbella, I've had to make it my business.
Is there no way you can raise some cash?
In the short term, I could and may yet be forced to sell my midfield star. But the supporters would take it amiss.
Mad Dog Milligan, you mean?
Young Terence, aye. Mind, my hands are slightly tied at present as he's currently serving a 16-match suspension.
Yes, he punched another player, didn't he?
So what is it you think the council can...
Morning! 15 coffees, that's right, isn't it?
I ordered 5.
Oh, well, never mind. You never know, you might get thirsty again.
And where are the biscuits?
Oh, Edna didn't say nothing about biscuits. And by the way, she said to tell you you're using the wrong costing code. They've changed them all again. Bugger knows why, but it gives them something to do, I suppose.
Yes, that'll be all, I think.
In future, she says you're to charge it to the E-code on the pink slips, not the green ones. I don't know, what a palaver, eh? Still got to justify those salaries somehow, haven't they?
Thank you so much.
I could probably rustle you up some biscuits if you like. Garibaldi, all right?
We'll dispense with the biscuits. Thank you. Goodbye.
I think she's new.
Sugar, Mr. Spanner.
Oh, please call me Frank.
Could you explain to us Gordon Speed's alleged involvement? Frank?
There you are, leader.
Oh, thank you, my dear lady.
Do go on.
Yes, what was I saying? What's needed is something I can really sink my teeth into. What's needed is an issue.
Bless you.
An issue.
Yes, no, of course. I'm sure it's only a question of time, Leader. This new administration seems to have a lot of policies.
It's this damn waiting.
Oh, I realise that a period of inaction must be most trying for a man of your energies. But nonetheless, caution must be exercised. You don't want to peak too soon.
Oh, I certainly can't risk that.
Patience, my dear Leader. I feel sure that an opportunity will present itself.
You're right, of course, as ever, Florence. Oh. I just hope we don't have to wait too long.
I'm sorry to have been the bearer of bad news.
Oh, it's not your fault. Look, could we just recap? I want to check I've got this straight.
By all means.
Gordon Speed wants to buy the club and he's offered $3 million. I take it your chairman would find that acceptable.
I think he finds it miraculous.
But this offer is conditional upon planning permission being granted for a new stadium at St. Vincent Playing Field to be built and owned by Gordon Speed Enterprises and Speed Holdings Limited, respectively.
That's correct.
But to finance the development, the stadium complex would need to include a number of retail outlets and parking for 5,000 cars.
Aye.
And the retail outlets would include at least 2 superstores.
At least?
Bugger.
I think it might be helpful at this point to ascertain Mr. Spanner's personal views about the proposed sale and Gordon Speed himself.
Oh, make no mistake, between these four walls, you can. I hate the bastard. But what can I do? If it's a straight choice between the club folding and him as chairman, I'll have to swallow the bullet.
Well, we certainly appreciate your honesty, Mr. Spanner.
Frank.
And we will, of course, respect your confidence. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's been very helpful.
Oh, thank you. And if I hear anything more, I'll be in touch again.
Yes, do. Thank you. Goodbye. I think we're going to have to gird our loins. This will be all over the papers in no time. We need to decide our plan of action.
Current council policy is to resist all out-of-town centre retail development.
You know what this means, don't you? The Keep the Town Centre Special Group will be on the warpath.
Oh, God almighty.
Look, we'd better get cracking and set up a special planning subcommittee.
I'm wondering if we shouldn't establish a working party.
Arthur, this is no time to suggest a stalling tactic.
No, a proper one, I mean. Not just restricted to elected members, but to include all interested parties. That way they can't accuse us of doing things behind closed doors.
And a useful way of deflecting some flack as well. Good idea, Arthur.
It would have one added advantage.
What's that?
You could invite one member to represent the Keep the Town Centre Special Group, rather than having to cope with all of them.
I'd say that settled it.
Me too. And I've got another good idea. We'll get Florence Ballard to chair it. It's her constituency. Let her try and sort it out.
Brilliant.
Get on and arrange it, will you, Jeremy?
Right away, Leader.
Reg, did you want to say something?
Oh, I just wondered if anyone wanted any more coffee. I do.
I said open it to all interested parties, but this is ridiculous.
Believe me, Leader, this is after careful pruning.
What the hell's Robin doing here?
He's with Graham.
And why is Graham here?
He's a season ticket holder, Leader. He represents the supporters' club.
And who let Roland Whittaker in?
Apparently he's acting in an advisory capacity for the Keep the Town Centre Special Group.
Oh, is he? Well, we'll see about that.
Leader, I think it probably as well not to clash swords with Councillor Mrs. Ballard too early.
Frank! How lovely to see you.
Mrs. Clark, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to see so many concerned citizens gathered together in an attempt to save the chickens.
Yes. Well, I think there may be one or two other agendas here, but anyway. Have you been introduced to Councillor Florence Ballard yet?
Florence Ballard? Was she not in the original lineup of the Supremes?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I think we might make a start as it is 7:02. Will I call to order the first meeting of the St. Vincent's Playing Fields Working Party, and I...
Haven't missed anything, have I?
Hilary Wheeler, what are you doing here? This meeting isn't open to the press.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Clark, I invited her. Should I not have done so?
Well, it's not...
Oh, I'm here now. Anyway, might as well stay.
Forgive me, Mrs. Ballard. I do apologise for the interruption.
I will allow the press to remain for now. Should our discussions lead us into confidential areas, the press will be excluded, in accordance with council practice as enshrined in Standing Order 26A. Now, I would like to call upon Dr. Roland Whittaker of the Keep the Town Centre Special Group to apprise us of the current situation.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Not exactly of the group, more acting as a consultant for it.
Quite so, quite so. Thank you, Mrs. Wallace-Gordon.
Now, the current situation vis-à-vis St. Vincent Playingfields is that their future existence is threatened by diabolical building proposals which will ruin them for all time and for all future generations. Yeah. Now, we must fight this evil scheme. We must fight it, and we must defeat it.
Thank you, Dr. Whittaker.
Chair, can I just
Mrs.
say
Mrs. Wallace-Gordon, would you care to add anything?
I would, thank you very much. I should just like to say we don't want to see any out-of-town superstores. They take trade away from the city and artificially depress the local economy. Also, my grandson plays rugger on the St. Vincent playing fields, and if he can't go there anymore, where can he go, I should like to know?
Chair, I do
thank you, Mrs. Wallace-Gordon. You will, of course, have an opportunity to speak again later, should you so wish. Now, I think we should elect a vice-chairman for this working party, and I will nominate Dr. Roland Whittaker.
I second that.
Those in favour?
Just a minute.
I propose Graham Wilkins.
Whom?
He means me.
What are your qualifications, beyond being the current mayoress?
Oh, I love the chickens. I'd give my heart's blood for them if necessary. Come on, you yellows!
Ready!
Here, can I nominate my Uncle Harry? He's not here tonight, but he'd be really good.
Look, we have some serious...
And I declare that the results of the secret ballot are as follows. After Mr. Francis Spanner withdrew his nomination, Dr. Whittaker is appointed vice chairman, having accrued...
Fix. Or
having accrued more votes than Graham Wilkins, Hilary Wheeler, Councillor Bing, Reg Tomlinson, Harold Barker, Camilla Treves, Mrs. Wallace-Gordon and Councillor Pegg put together... The ballot papers for Graham Taylor Madonna and Michael Mouse were declared invalid.
Oh, how many times do I have to tell you my name really is Mouse?
Bad luck, mate.
As the time is now 21 minutes past 8, I suggest we move on. I propose that a strategy be drawn up and that our vice-chairman, Dr. Whittaker, be asked to prepare it.
Are we going to talk about the team at all?
Exactly, Chair. Can I just make
a
point?
I was about to invite Mr. Spanner to speak. Mr. Spanner, would you care to say anything?
Thank you, Councillor Ballard. I must say I'm heartwarmed at the level of support for the team I've seen displayed here tonight. If I could just update you all briefly, our financial position has worsened. I may have to sell one of my midfield players before the end of the season.
Not my dog Milligan.
The very same. Wimbledon have offered $750,000 for him.
We can't let this happen.
Well, I'm not convinced that the new stadium is right for the team any more than it is right for the residents of Hawthorne Ward, or the town as a whole. So if anyone has any ideas how we can avoid bankruptcy and continue to keep the club afloat, I'd be eternally grateful to them.
Have you tried jumble sales?
Madam, I would try a witch doctor if I thought it would do any good.
We could do without that kind of talk, thank you, Mr. Spanner. I have no truck with the occult. Mr. Tomlinson, will you outline the council procedures involved?
Sorry, Mrs. Ballard, I've got to pop off. Jeremy's the expert anyway.
Mr. Hartington.
The situation, Madam Chairman, is this. The council this morning received an official application from Gordon Speed Enterprises for planning consent for a large-scale development on the site of the St. Vincent playing fields.
Sorry, did I leave my darts here?
The council would be inclined to reject this application on a number of grounds. One, Hawthorne Ward is largely residential and therefore inappropriate for retail development.
Sorry.
Two, the playing fields are not well served by existing bus services and there is no rail link.
And we certainly don't want hordes of football yobs rampaging through the avenue on foot.
Third, the amenity value of the area as a green space would be sacrificed to parking for the stadium and superstores. Fourth, present council policy is to oppose out-of-town centre retail development. This application will be considered at next month's planning committee and the applicant has the right of appeal to the government.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Chair?
I'm sorry. I am not a piece of furniture and I refuse to be thus addressed.
What should I call you then?
Madam Chairman.
Madam Chairman, can I just say
you that... wish to speak, Mr. Wilkins?
Yes, I just wanted to say... I think we should get behind the team.
If I might, through the chair, suggest one possible remedy.
Yes?
If a new sponsor could be identified, do you think, Mr. Spanner, your chairman might be prevailed upon to reject the offer for the club?
Oh, aye, no problem. He already thinks it's too good to be true.
Then perhaps Mrs. Wallace-Gordon, with her contacts in the town centre, retailers and the Chamber of Commerce,
sponsor
might...
Sponsor a football team? Certainly not. That's not the image we want to cultivate at all. Tell him, Doctor.
I think you made yourself abundantly clear, Mrs. Wallace-Gordon.
Oh, well, Jeremy, it was a good try.
Chair, could I just say...
I suggest we reconvene in 1 week's time to review the situation.
Can we make it Thursday night? Because then my Uncle Harry could come.
Not Thursday. I'm going swimming.
Oh, and can we make it just like a little bit earlier?
In 1 week's time, I declare the meeting closed. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
That bloody woman! She didn't let me say one word, not one bloody word!
I noticed, leader.
Mr. Spanner, I'd just like to say it's an honour and a privilege to meet you and shake you by the hand.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine, my Lady Mayoress.
Look, if there's anything we can do, me and Graham, I mean.
An official visit would certainly boost morale.
Hey, I'll dress up in the chicken suit and be your mascot if you like.
That is beyond kind.
Will I see you in the feathers, leader?
Alas, not. Children to bathe and husbands to feed. The sooner Camilla gives up her job, the better. Programme can be implemented after that.
Aye, that would be better.
Yes?
Leader, Frank Spanner is here and would like to see you if you're free.
Blimey, he's not, is he?
Shall I tell him you're busy?
No, I'd better see him. Just don't leave me on my own, either of you. I might agree to something.
She'll see you now, Mr. Spanner.
Frank! What a lovely surprise.
Oh, forgive me for not making an appointment, Mrs. Clark.
That's no problem. What can I do for you?
Further to that very interesting meeting the other evening, I thought it might be helpful if I outlined an idea that occurred to me.
Yes?
It was actually Jeremy who gave me the idea.
Oh?
It was your idea about sponsorship.
Ah, yes. A pity Mrs. Wallace Gordon wasn't more enthusiastic.
Well, you can see her point. Her group consider themselves forward-looking, dynamic. You can see why they wouldn't want to be associated with a clapped-out third-division football team. No. What we want is a less commercial sponsor. A body or organisation not tied to the whims of the marketplace. Someone who values the team for its own social worth. Someone or something already committed to working-class culture, not bound by the outdated ideology of a moribund society. Some progressive, visionary organisation that dares to go against the crowd and reject its traditional role. Somebody
Are you
who...
suggesting the council sponsor your team?
Yes.
No way.
Over my dead body.
It's not entirely without precedent.
It certainly isn't. The Wirral sponsor Tranmere Rovers.
And I believe Millwall were once sponsored by Lewisham.
I don't care if the City of Westminster sponsor Queen's Park Rangers. I'm not going to agree to that sort of thing here. This administration serves the needs of the community as a whole, not just a few football supporters. Our funds are to be used to help the needy, the poor and the disadvantaged, not to bail out Chesbury FC.
There is a substantial amount still unallocated in the arts budget, Leader.
That's for experimental theatre and exhibitions by local gay artists.
You disappoint me, Erica. Is a football team not part of the vibrant cultural life of a community?
We are still talking about the chickens here, are we?
Perhaps we should actually hear the precise terms of Mr. Spanner's proposal. For instance, what figure does he have in mind?
A couple of million. A couple of million spread over 2 seasons would certainly keep the wolf from the door. With that, we could effect essential repairs, improve existing facilities for the supporters, and invest in the youth programme. Most of all, it would give me a breathing space to look round for more long-term solutions. And, of course, it would get Gordon's speed out of the picture.
And what exactly would we be getting for our money?
Your name, or any slogan you like, on the team shirts. Regular acknowledgements and free advertising space in the official programme, all the free tickets you want, and first call upon the services of the players for any charitable events you might care to organise.
Mm.
It would be a clear signal to the ordinary working people of this town that they matter.
Mm. And it would be an even clearer signal to the likes of Florence Ballard that the times they are a-changing. But we'd never get it through council.
I think, Leader, that if it were presented as the alternative to hordes of football enthusiasts let loose on the hallowed streets of Hawthorne Ward, you might find your fellow politicians surprisingly amenable to this proposal.
I'm getting to quite like this idea.
Well, I'm not. It sticks in my craw.
Arthur, it would be quite a revolutionary act to give a grant to the football team. If we look back over the records, I'll bet there's been a few cash sums handed out to bowling clubs and such like over the years. This would be a first, and think of the press.
But does it have to be the bloody chickens?
Well, there's not much sense in us sending money to Manchester United, is there?
There is one further aspect of this that might be turned to your advantage.
Oh?
The Keep the Town Centre Special Group might be persuaded, when it is made clear to them how advantageous it would be, to enter into a partnership with the borough in the sponsorship undertaking.
Matching finance, you mean?
That, I fear, would be too good to be true. Realistically, an 85-15% split might be attained. But, of course, there are other ways in which the town traders might assist.
And you want us to put Save Our Chickens posters up in all the shop windows, allow people dressed as bantams to collect cash in buckets, sell raffle tickets on behalf of the club, arrange yellow and white themed window displays and go to matches.
You don't have to actually attend the matches. It would just be a nice gesture if you were to buy a few tickets.
And all this on top of the cash amount you've indicated.
Suggested, aye. Don't forget the players will be available for any special promotions free of charge, as will the mayor and mayoress.
I don't quite...
You've got a new branch of Mothercare opening soon, haven't you? How about getting Terry Milligan along to cut the ribbon?
I think they've already booked Ulrika Johnson. Look, I'm not sure about this. I know it solves the problem of St. Vincent's, but I really...
And it saves us from Gordon Speed.
I think it's important to distinguish between personal and professional considerations. Many of us admire Mr. Speed enormously and his prodigious talents and achievements.
I understand, Mrs. Wallace Gordon, that your group has almost raised the money required for the installation of video surveillance equipment in the pedestrian precinct.
£50,000? How'd you manage that?
We held jumble sales. Am I to infer that the slight shortfall might be found with the aid of the Borough Council?
No. But you certainly can rest assured that the planning committee will be awaiting your application for planning consent for the scheme most eagerly and sympathetically.
Very well. I'll put it to my group. Of course, I can't give any undertakings on their behalf without full consultation, but I think I can confidently predict a favourable outcome. However, one thing I do draw the line at.
What's that?
We will allow the bantams... We will allow publicity events involving the football players if we must, but we absolutely will not countenance any personal appearances by the mayor and mayoress.
Seen the paper yet, Arthur? Hillary's done us proud.
Let's hear it, then.
Saved, Crow's Chickens manager. Chesbury FC manager Frank Spanner outlined today at a packed press conference the deal with the Borough Council, which will allow the team to continue. The £1.2 million over three seasons, coupled with a smaller amount from a consortium comprising the town centre traders and other groups, means the difference between closure and continued existence for the club.
Don't rub it in.
Expected opposition to the grant failed to materialise when the motion was passed unanimously at a special meeting of the Borough Council. A town-wide publicity and fundraising drive on behalf of the club has been spearheaded by Supporters Club representative and Lady Mayoress Graham Wilkins.
It's a great day for the chickens,
he said.
Mmm.
Council leader Erica Clarke promised many such future initiatives between commerce and the public sector. Under a banner proclaiming the slogan, Partners in Progress, she said, This kind of partnership is a clear blueprint for the future. Come on, you yellows!
God help us.
The cash injection by the council has made redundant a proposal to turn St. Vincent playing fields into a new sports arena. Gordon Speed, the perpetrator of the scheme, is believed to be developing a new line of slimming aids. A spokesman for the Keep the Town Centre Special Group, Dr. Roland Whittaker, said,
This is a great day for democracy. Unlike May the 6th, when I lost my seat by accident.
Huh.
Last word goes to jubilant chickens manager Frank Spanner.
Don't ask me for a sensible soundbite. I'm over the proverbial moon.
Mr. Spanner is 42.
Any Other Business was written by Lucy Flannery and starred Jan Ravens, John Dutteen, Nick Hardy, Toby Longworth, Vivian Rochester, Nelson David, Howard Lou Lewis, Chris Emmett, June Whitfield, James Grout, Rosie Fordham, Sally Grace. And it was produced by Liz Anstey.
Ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself and stop that fuss. Ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way.